And we'll be chatting with a Sydney King or coaching staff as well each week throughout the season. And to start it off is Brad Newley, two-time Olympian and recent gold medal winner for the Boomers at the Asian Games. Hello, Brad.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Season underway. You've got some pre-season games and a big trip overseas.
Next Thursday, we're getting ready to take off to Salt Lake City to take on the almighty Utah Jazz over there in the States. So some big games coming up, and not to forget the season also.
How exciting is it to have this little pre-season against a team like the Utah Jazz, which have got that Aussie flavour about them as well, Brad?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I played with those two guys on national teams previously, and yeah. Coming up against them in club competition will be different, and particularly on in the NBA scale, it's a different type of game. There should be a pretty good crowd there. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's great exposure for our players and great exposure for the league.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely tough, though, isn't it? I mean, they are laden with superstars.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to walk over the top of them, that's for sure. But what's shown a lot in the last probably 10 years is the power of world basketball is now pretty balanced. Like some other countries in the world can now compete with those guys. We can compete and show that we mean business. I think that's half the battle.
And before that, mate, you're taking on the Perth Wildcats and a chance for the fans to come down in the pre-season before it all starts?
Yeah, we've got a big night on Wednesday, kind of a farewell to us before we leave on Thursday morning. So we've got a game with the Wildcats at Kudos Bank. I believe it starts at 7:30. We're trying to get as many people along to that as possible to have a bit of a check us out before the season starts. And I think it'll be a good opportunity to see the new imports, the new Australian players. It'll be a lot of fun. It should be a fun night at Kudos.
Okay, so that's Wednesday, isn't it? That's Wednesday, September 27.
Yep, that's correct. And we take off the next morning.
Mate, you know, I know you're Adelaide-born, mate, and you played all over the world, but you know, to be successful in Sydney, to make sure you get those big crowds, they just love winners, as most states do, but in particular in a very crowded sporting market in Sydney, Brad. What are the expectations for the Kings this year?
Well, you know, that's true in the statement about, you know, you got to win to get a crowd. But funnily enough, last year, our biggest crowd came at the bottom of a losing streak, really? 11,500 versus Melbourne. So I definitely believe the interest is there and the winning will really help. So this year, I mean, we just got to focus on, you know, our early start of the season, how we go there. Then we just got to build through. We can't be talking championships and all these things because, to be honest, we haven't been in a position to do that. We haven't played in playoffs for so many years. I think we got to get to a playoff just to start it, you know.
Yeah. Mm. And, mate, just the news regarding Andrew Bogut signing with the LA Lakers, one of the most famous of all the NBA teams. I know they've had their dramas in recent years. What do you expect from Andrew? Of course, you've played with him at the national level with the Boomers for years. Can he come back from this injury and then get a longer-term deal when he proves his fitness?
I mean, I think Andrew's at a stage in his career now where he's done a lot of things. Kind of like, well, I just want to keep playing if I'm healthy. So yeah. I think he'll definitely help at the Lakers program. They're a young team. He's an excellent player, team player, and I think they'll really benefit from having him around.
Good on you, Brad. We thank you. Wish you well in the remainder of the pre-season and then the season when it starts. We'll talk again. And I read here that you've got a boy on the way, mate, your second child. That's exciting.
Yeah, I got a little son arriving in January, so pretty excited about that. I was pretty wrapped when I found out, but good times ahead. Hopefully it doesn't happen on the day of a game.
Well done, mate. We thank you.
Thank you.